I'm going to try not to take too personally that bit about you can't make a single hair on your head black or white. I'm just going to skip over that line. If you could, I would look totally different. So, I have a title for this homily. By the way, this is a very long gospel, right? So I have a title for the homily, which hopefully will not be a long homily. So get ready, drum roll. It is this: stones, water balloons, and watermelons. There you go. Stones, water balloons, and watermelons. You can't forget that. Why do I pick that name? Those are three images that came to mind when looking at kind of the different points that Jesus is making in the gospel. If you want to summarize the entire gospel, really what is Jesus is coming down to is the gospel is something that needs to change our hearts on the inside. What we do on the outside is not so important. It's not so important what we look like in front of other people, if we look holy or if we quote-unquote act holy. If your heart does not love, then what's the point? That's a summary of the whole gospel. But in order to give you three images, we've got stones, water balloons, and watermelons. I don't know how I landed up on that, but I started going back to my days in the Philippines when I used to do youth ministry, and that's the kind of stuff I used to do. So, Mahatma Gandhi. Everyone remembers who Mahatma Gandhi was? Do you know who Mahatma Gandhi was? Never heard of him. Do you know who he was? She's too embarrassed. Okay. Yes, you. Okay. Gandhi was, he was in India. He would have been, I guess he would have been Hindu, presume. He's kind of a wise sage figure, not Christian at all. But because the British used to run India at the time, and they weren't particularly, even though they were quote unquote Christian, they didn't always act so Christian. You know how imperialist nations tend to act when we take over other nations. So, they didn't give Christianity a really good name in India. And Mahatma Gandhi once, because he was an intelligent man and very well read, and he was very good at English, you know, he read the Bible, and he loved what he found in the Bible. But he had a famous expression. He said, "Christians are like these stones that I find in the river." Right? The river, it's like you're swimming in the sea of great doctrine, great ideas, great teachings, great morality. But if I take and break one of these stones open, inside, it's going to be dry. And that, I think, is very closely akin to what Jesus was talking about here. A lot of us can be, if you want, we can be swimming in great doctrine, swimming in great stuff. If you want, surrounding ourselves with graces, even the kind of people, by the way, this is what I would say would be your Pharisaical Christians. Okay? Your Christians, your Catholics, who maybe say prayers, are self-righteous. And in a certain sense, on the outside, you would say, okay, this is a self-righteous Catholic person. They follow the rules, they obey, but they don't necessarily love. And that is a danger. To be a rule follower who starts being self-righteous, that's frankly not the kind of person we have a whole ton of in this parish. We would have other kinds of people in this parish, but some of the other parishes, you get people that are law-abiding, follow the rules more or less, but we live within our comfort zone. And like I said, we carry ourselves like we're self-righteous, and that can lead us then to think that we're better than other people. And that can lead us to say, as long as I go to my Mass and I say my prayers, but I'm not willing to do anything that is uncomfortable. I'm not willing to step outside of myself. I'm not necessarily willing to sacrifice myself. Try to get some of these Catholics to go out and do something like a mission. For example, A lot of times people, and again, liturgy is important. It is very important. Liturgy is the very prayer of God himself. So properly understood, if we are entering into the Mass and the liturgy, it is the most important thing we can do with our lives. But there's a brand of Catholicism that is all about a certain kind of a liturgy and nice vestments and a lot of reverence and a lot of incense and everything. And you try to get that person to go out and share the faith with somebody. You try to get that person to go out and do a mission. You try to get that person to go out and do a work of mercy, and no. Why? Because that brand of Catholicism is very safe, the liturgical brand. And again, liturgy is, if properly understood, it is the most important thing that we will do. Okay, so I'm not denigrating like the Mass, by God forbid. Prayer, the Mass and sacraments are like the greatest means we have at our disposal. But we can live them in a false way. They are meant to sanctify us, to get us out of ourselves, to make us holy, to make us into saints. Not just to keep us in this comfortable little Catholic universe where as long as I stay within the walls of the church and I don't do anything really bad, I'm good. Those are the Catholics that are like the stones in the river, surrounded by grace, surrounded by great doctrine, surrounded by beauty and great teaching, and they're dry inside. And that's a real danger that a lot of us can face. Those are the stones of the analogy. Water balloons. You're probably wondering, where the heck does the water balloons come from? No intelligent, great person came up with water balloons. I came up with water balloons. So here you go. When I used to do youth ministry in the Philippines, I had boys' clubs. So it's a tropical country, and I was dealing with these little spoiled rich kids. So what I liked to do was get them out of their houses, away from their video games, and get them kind of in contact a little bit with physical reality. I used to make them play a lot of sports. I would take them out, you know, we'd go find campgrounds and do stuff. My goal was, I want my kids to be covered with mud and nasty looking because they're boys. And I want boys to do boy things. That was always my shtick, okay? So one of the twisted things that I would do is like, at my camps, we would have like, by teams, build a device. We would give you some materials, garbage bags or something, and duct tape or whatever, and we're going to launch these water balloons high into the air, and then you've got to have like these water balloon catchers and stuff, and whoever catches the most water balloons wins points and wins the competition, etc., etc. So I would launch, you know, we'd launch them way up, probably almost as high as the ceiling at times, way up into the air. Well, no, we didn't get that high, but anyway, way up, at least two-thirds of the way up. And the kids are trying to catch them, and some would break, and some they would manage to catch. What they didn't know is about halfway through, I started putting eggs inside the water balloons. So then they would be going around trying to catch these water balloons that are half filled with water and have two eggs inside. And all of a sudden it's like, whoa, there's something in this thing. And they get all over their shirts and everything. And the kids start freaking out, what did you stick in there? You just got splattered with egg yolk. I'm sorry, son. Now, that is like, there's a certain brand of Catholicism, which is not the self-righteous brand of Catholicism of the goody-goody who doesn't do anything quote-unquote wrong but doesn't love. There's another brand of Catholicism that thinks that as long as I go to Mass and go to confession, I can go ahead and commit all kinds of sins. And it's like I can be pious on one side and going out and, you know, drinking and smoking and doing all kinds of stuff, getting people pregnant and whatever, all these other things on the other hand. And I'm a good Catholic because I do the pious stuff again, right? And God is going to look at you and say, okay, I have given you prayers. You were raised Catholic. You've got, you know, you maybe go to Mass on Sundays. You go to confession regularly. But you've got these, it's not just that you have habits of sin. Okay, we all have habits of sin. It's that you accept habits of sin, which is different. All of us have sins that we struggle against and regularly go to confession. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I commit the same things I did 2 weeks ago. As long as we are working at it, we can deal with that. As long as we are praying and making an effort and recognizing and not wanting to commit my sins, but every once in a while I slip up because of weakness, God can deal with that. There's another kind of way of dealing with sin, though, where it's just like, well, I'm going to go to confession anyway, so I'm just going to go do whatever I want. I can go out on the weekend and do all kinds of crazy stuff because, you know, I go to St. Peter's and there's confession all Mass long, so I can go to confession and go to communion, and we never change. And God's going to look inside our sins and say, you're like that water balloon where I expected there just to be water inside, and what did I find? Eggs. Nasty. Ugh. And it just makes a mess. And God is going to say, I feel betrayed. Okay? Just like those kids that felt shocked and then later horrified when the water balloon broke on them and they're covered with egg. And Father Eric was over on the side laughing at them. Okay? Those are the water balloon Catholics. So, what kind of Catholic should we be? Well, there's another thing that I used to do a lot of in my camps, which is the following. I used to, in my boys' camps, we would have this activity, usually because I wanted to put the boys together in teams. So at the beginning of the camp, we'd say, okay, you know, there's like 30 kids on the camp, break them up into four teams. And you would have team building activities. And, you know, boys' logic is like this. Girls do other things, by the way. The boys, one of the best things you can do for young kids, young boys, is put them together, have them build something together, and then have them break it. And if they can do it in a way where they smash it, like, you know, build something out of popsicle sticks and stuff, and then smash them into each other or blow it up with TNT or whatever. So one of the things we would do was you would have, like, some sort of box. You know, we'd give them construction materials, duct tape, popsicle sticks, barbecue sticks, whatever. And again, we loved eggs, so we don't eggs. Why do we like eggs? Because eggs are messy. So I'd give them an egg. And you guys have to build like a box that's going to protect the egg. And then I would do something messed up, like take a watermelon and drop it from the second floor on top of it and see what survives. And the whole point is to make a mess. Now, God, when he looks at us, when you look at a watermelon, you expect there to be watermelon on the inside, right? And the more messy and sloppy and juicy the watermelon is, the better it is. When God looks at us, he looks at you and he says, okay, I'm looking at you, you are like a watermelon. And when I cut you open, not like that rock that is dry inside, I want to actually find stuff in there. I want to find inside what's supposed to be inside. I want to be able to, you know, something sweet and juicy and all that stuff. I want your heart to be like that watermelon. And if it's not like that watermelon, again, you're like a rock. You have betrayed me. You have betrayed my trust, okay? And when we are saints, we are like that watermelon. Now, the watermelon may be ugly to look at. It may have spots on the outside. It may even have a soft patch. It doesn't matter. As long as you cut it open and the inside is good, then you have a good watermelon. A lot of us as Catholics, we can be ugly, we can be bloated, we can be green, you can be have spots, you can still be dirty on the outside because it didn't get washed off. As long as on the inside you are what you are meant to be, then you are a good Catholic. And Christ will be happy, okay? With all your lumps, with all of your warts, just like that watermelon. The watermelon can be the worst looking watermelon on the face of the earth. But as long as when you cut it open, you find all the good stuff on the inside, then you will be happy with that watermelon. You'll have no problem eating it. So, today's homily, for whatever reason, because I was feeling goofy, is about stones, about water balloons, and about watermelons.